Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, author of 20-something books on taking care of your customers, loving them up, customer loyalty guaranteed, kaleidoscope, sprinkles, on and on. We've launched 17 and a half of the 21 or so books he's written in the last 10 years. Chip, welcome back, and thanks again for hanging out with us. ChipBell.com, right?
Yes, sir, ChipBell.com.
Find all the books there and how to hire you and pay you big money to give a keynote, things like that.
You got it.
So we're talking about loving up your customers, folks, and one of the things that happens – it's happening right now that's really taking everyone's breath away, especially out here on Main Street, are all of the disruptions. You know, Chip, you and I are old enough to remember when if you walked down Main Street today and looked around and marked, kind of paid attention to where things were and how people did business and the comings and the goings and all that, and then you went on a world tour and you came back a year later and you walked down Main Street again, it would be like it was a year ago.
Yeah.
That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Right, exactly. It's not like that anymore.
Today, there's a disruption going on
right in
every corner all the time, isn't there? How do we survive this, Chip?
Well, I think it's partly rethinking how you do business and remembering your core. What are you really about? You know, I'm always amazed when I remember that the largest hotel company in the world owns no hotels.
Yeah.
That's Airbnb.
Right.
The largest taxi cab company in the world owns no vehicles. That'd be Uber. And so when we think about, wait a minute, what's going on here? They focused on what was the core offering they were trying to provide, what is that really all about? Ted Levitt, who was a professor at Harvard Business School for many years, says nobody ever bought a quarter-inch drill bit because that's what they really wanted. You know, nobody's ever said, I've always wanted a quarter-inch drill bit. As soon as I buy one, I'm going to frame it on, hang it on my wall.
Right.
What they really want is a hole.
Uh-huh.
And too many businesses, I think, focus on the drill bit and not the hole, which is what customers really want, what they're looking for. Is that kind of outcome, and how can I make that outcome unique and different and special? And that's what the folks at Airbnb have done. What they're looking for is a wonderful place to stay that's unique and different. How can I create a means for that end?
And you know, years ago, when I worked for Xerox, they taught me what you're talking about. Way back in those days, they were talking about what in those days we call conceptual selling.
Exactly.
And folks, if you know, the beauty of that training is that it's served me every day of my career since.
Yeah.
The idea of not talking about the thing that's in your hand,
right,
but what it produces, the concept of what you want, getting people to focus on that. And here's the other thing. The longer you can get people to focus on the concept, the farther away their mind is from how much it costs them.
That's right.
And the farther away they are from asking you how much.
Exactly. Because all of a sudden now you're focusing on a value and you're not just focusing on an object. And that's where the disruptors are coming. That's mm-hmm. where they're able to change the way we do business today. And I think even small businesses – you know, I always say, ask a 10-year-old what your business is. You know, an 8-year-old. Ask them,
right,
this is what I have. This is what I offer. What business I'm in. And oftentimes the kind of insight a child can provide, because they aren't focused on all of the
right
rules and regulations, can often give us an insight into a unique way in which we can go to market to surprise the customer and delight them.
There's another thing I want to point out here, Chip. One of the products of a disruption is an implication, maybe lots of implications.
Uh-huh.
So when you see something, an explosion, then the implications are that something constructive is going to come from that, or some shrapnel is going to rearrange something else somewhere.
Right. Right.
What are the implications? Look around at the collateral damage or the opportunity that a disruption is causing there, because it's happening in front of you.
Right. Right. It's exciting. I think it's very exciting. I think we're going to see a whole new.
But not if you're standing around wringing your hands, as my mother used to do when she got scared. Stop wringing your hands and stop looking like a deer in the headlights. Notice, embrace the disruptions and notice the implications. What do you think?
Right, right. Ask yourself, what does this mean to me, and how can I capitalize on this particular situation?
Mm-hmm. And the harder you look at it, the more you can be out in front of the implications.
Right.
Be the first to market with the new implications. Hey, Chip, I need your website again, please.
It's chipbell.com.
All right. And the new book?
It's Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. And when's the next one coming out? You always got another one.
I already got one. Well, I'm working on it. You know what?
All right. We expect to launch it on the show.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Take care of yourself. Have a
you
good
too.
One. Chip,
always
Chip
good
Bell,
to be with
ladies
Jim.
And gentlemen.
Thanks.
Chipbell.com. Check it out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.